So let me spend a little bit of time on this business. I think a lot of people talk about this as a consumer business. I really like to talk about as a partner business. You know, we really wake up every morning, and our job is really to figure out how do we help our partner grow sales, whether that's through our marketing programs and our initiatives around promotions, or trying to bring in new customers every single day. We do that through a wide geographic base of customers, from big box retailers to small retails across the United States. We have 51 million average active accounts. And, you know, our average balance is small. I think compared to a bank card, you know, our average balance is only $870. So that gives us a protection around from a risk perspective. I think the other maybe misconception about the business is that this is a subprime business. And the reality is that 80% of our book is prime. So we're actually originating at on average 750 FICOs. Our overall book average is around 715. And we really see that as we see the performance in our sales, where we're seeing very good sales growth this year. Our sales are up about 12%. And that's really a fact that the consumer in our book is very strong. So we have a stable, high-returning business with very strong retail partners. You know, we pay a lot of attention to who we do business with. An example would be someone like Lowe's, who we've had a partnership with them for over 33 years. So long-standing, very integrated programs with our partners. You know, we have a history of outperforming the business, and I think you can see this in terms of our returns, whether you look at CV and whether you look at how we handled ourselves from a charge-off perspective. And why are we different? Why do we think we're different than our competitors? And really is a couple of things. The first is, you know, we never get confused about what our job is. It's about a business-to-business program where we work with our retail partners. We're not in this to really grow consumer accounts, which many of our partners in the banks had done or tried to do in this space. Our job is really to work with our partners and to make them look good by growing their retail sales. The other thing, in many cases in our big partnerships, they actually share in the upside when things are good, and they share in the downside when things are bad. And what's good about that? It really allows both us, sitting across the table, even through the cycle, we were able to have very good discussions about what we were going to do to protect the book, to protect the consumers, and protect our retail partnership through the cycle. We also go out with lower lines. The way we approach our business is our first job is to get that first sale at point of sale, and then we really look at the customer in terms of how they're performing and increase lines slowly if it needs to be. In other words, if the customer's spending and they're performing well, we'll increase the line over time, but not right out of the gate. We have a very low-cost acquisition. It costs us about $15 to acquire accounts at the front end at point of sale, so that really helps us. We have very strong operational execution, and I think this really played out in the cycle. From our risk expertise to our operational expertise and our ability to drive productivity and cost and pricing through the cycle really allowed us to drive the performance on these metrics. Losses have been a good story. You know, despite very high unemployment, and we continue to see high employment in 2011, you know, we really took a lot of actions early in the cycle. I would say we were taking actions as early as the fourth quarter of 2007, and you can see when you look at the peak of our losses to where we are today, you know, 4.6% improvement in our losses is really driven by the fact that our book is much better than what it was back pre-cycle. Our portfolio, again, is much stronger. We're 80% prime, and we see our delinquencies actually improving 35% from peak, and we're actually at pre-cycle level. So really a great story on how our early actions and our expertise in this business paid off. So how do we think about this business? You know, it's solid net income. We see a strong end to 2011. You know, just to give you a sense on how fourth quarter is doing, holiday sales, we're seeing double-digit growth similar to what the market is seeing. We're seeing very strong online sales. Our receivables, you know, are stabilizing. So we have solid long-term partnerships with great partners. We have a broad distribution in the U.S., and we're growing, as Mike said. We have a very strong credit portfolio. We can self-fund our growth, which is a great story for GE Capital, and we have very attractive returns. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mike, who's going to wrap up.